Absolutely. The qualifier tonight's going to be big news. We'll check in with Quinny a little bit later on as well from the tab. But big Will Minson has been good enough to join us this morning down here at Moonalinks. Day two of the outduction program. Morning, Will.
Morning, Half. How are you doing?
Okay, very well. Thank you, buddy. Nice to have you in early, bright and early on a Wednesday morning. How's the morning suit you?
Yeah, well, the weather like this, it's not too hard to get out of bed. It's a beautiful
True.
Day down here. If it'd been cold and windy, I'd probably taken a bit longer to walk the 100 metres from the broom to the studio.
But you didn't have to get too stressed about that because of the weather. Hey, what's the last 12 months been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a fabulous 12 months. Yeah, really, really enjoyed my time so far out of the game. I've done quite a bit of travel since I finished. My wife and I went over to Europe for the summertime. As I was saying before, it's something that most footballers can't do, is see Europe in June, July. So that was a bit of a bucket list item for me, and we've recently returned. And, yeah, it's been a great... Great try. Also, fair to say, I got married in November as well. I better not forget that.
Should mention that.
It's been it was a year anniversary a few weeks ago. So, yeah, after I retired, we got married and then set off and saw a bit of the world, and we've got back to town now.
Was that always part of the plan when you retired to get going? Because you played 13 years in the AFL system, 191 games with the Doggies. You're an All-Australian. You're a VFL Premiership player in the end to finish your career in 2016. Was that part of the plan to get away?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we all know how hard the game is and how much time you put in and how much dedication is required, and there's always a question of, wonder what this place is like and I wonder what that place is like, and you do have limited opportunities to travel, especially when you engage in study. It took me 12 years to get my Bachelor of Science at Melbourne Uni, and so more often than not, when the season finishes, you're either having surgery to repair things that have broken down during the year, or in a lot of other people's cases, you're catching up on all the subjects you've missed and all the exams. You've got to attend. So I remember many pre-seasons sort of spending the whole off-season studying, and then when the exams finish, the very next day you're back to day one pre-season. So I kind of said when I retire, I'm going to reward myself and go overseas and see as much as I can and get back to finding work and starting a family once I've sort of ticked off a few of those items.
So Will, studying whilst you played football, was that something that you wanted to do, or is it something that you thought was a good thing to help your football?
I think initially I was, really wanted to do it. I was from a long line of engineers. My father was an engineer, mm-hmm. my brother was an engineer, and had I not been drafted, I would have gone down that path. And early in my career, throughout my whole career, it was a tremendous challenge to try and to fit it all in around training times, but every now and then you'd get a lot of satisfaction from playing good games of football and also managing a degree at the same time. So I did get a lot of satisfaction out of that and a lot of enjoyment. And then, we all know we're going to have something to do when our career comes to an end, whenever that might be. So it wasn't hard for me to stay engaged with it. I actually thought it was one of the easiest things in the world in terms of university. You've just got all these short-term goals. You've got X amount of years you can have to attend there and how many subjects, and you can just tick them off one at a time. So I actually found that much easier than after I graduated, when I didn't have any more study immediately ahead of me. It's like then the question of, okay, what am I going to do with the little bit of extra time I had? And that was probably harder after I graduated.
So now where are you heading for, well, are you working now since you've got back, or what's the plan now moving forward? We're here for the outduction, obviously, of AFL players. Have you got a job now lined up, ready to go, or is that something that you're still deciding on where you want to go with that?
Yeah, I don't have anything lined up immediately. I think I was hopeful when I went overseas I'd come up with some million-dollar idea and I'd come back to Australia and I'd get straight to work on that. I even thought at one stage I'd be able to get to work on it over there. But I kind of started enjoying myself and a little bit too much, and those ideas weren't as forthcoming as I was hoping for. So now I'm looking at the fields that most interest me and where I might be able to seek some meaningful employment. And I knew I had some time to work on that. I was very, very lucky as a result of having a long career that I have been afforded that time. I know there are a lot of players that don't have that opportunity, that really for whom cash flow is an immediate issue from the moment they leave the game. They have to find work, and they're pressured into getting work just to pay bills. And I was very fortunate that wasn't an immediate problem for me. So thus I said, right, I'm going to go travel the world, and when I come back, I can I can put my head to what it is that I'm going to do.
So have you changed your mind through a 10, 12-year career from what you might have thought you'd be doing at 21 when you finished footy compared to now? Are the ideas completely different, or are they all kept reasonably similar? You talked about what your family has done professionally.
Yeah, I don't know how much my mind has changed about what I thought I would do, because whilst I was playing football, the idea of getting a degree was such a big challenge that for 12 of my 14 years, I was just focused on that next subject, and some of them were quite tough, and some of them I had to repeat once and maybe again, some of the harder math subjects in my engineering course. And so as a result of that just being such a monumental challenge, I was like, okay, well, I just have to put all my energy into that. So there wasn't a lot of forecasting of what I might do out the other end. You know, you certainly learn industries and environments where you perhaps aren't going to have any interest and where you don't want to explore. But I think so much has changed too in the 14 years of my career, that opportunities are different now with running a business, with e-commerce, with, you know, opportunities to, run your own show, so to speak. I think it's much more accessible for people.
Can I ask you, did you love being an AFL player, or it was just that you were good at it?
No, not at all. It was I good at it. No, I absolutely loved it, besotted with it. There's no way you can rock up every day, do what you do, train as hard as you do, for as long as I did, and not love the game. I absolutely loved the game. Loved getting out there and you know, actually, people say, do you miss playing footy? And you know, you still get questions, you know, do you want to come play in the locals or the amateurs and things like that? I've got absolutely no desire to play any football ever again. But the one thing that I really did miss and do miss right now is tackling. And if there's anything I could just do, like right now, it would be to tackle someone.
It's like hurting people,
don't you? You've got to speak to Matthew Stokes.
I really miss just tackling. And there's not a lot. I mean, I can go do some sparring if I miss boxing. I could go and do some weightlifting if I miss weightlifting. But I don't miss any of that. I just want to do a tackling drill or a handball game where you can really just put your whole energy and effort into someone and then lay on top of them and let them hit your face.
This is good news, because I've got a two-year-old that I cannot control. Yeah. So you're more than welcome to go and wrestle here. Yeah.
Well, forget the on-field stuff, because you had obviously a terrific career. If you could go back to the start now, would you change anything about how you set up your life off the field through your football career?
I think, ironically, my encouragement towards younger players about engaging in study and things like that, I'd tell them to wait a little bit. I mean, I went straight out of school, straight into full-time footy, straight into trying to squeeze every spare minute into doing some study. And I think the demands of AFL now are so much greater than what they were when I started, and time commitment especially, and we all talk about how the game gets harder. I think conserving my energy and finding ways to just basically to have more energy to train and to perform and just to rest. Yep. I never really allowed myself much time for rest. I was the kind of person that always had to be doing something, and if I was ever just sitting still, I thought I was not using my time effectively. And I think having gone throughout my career, especially towards the end, I realized the value of rest. And how does that relate to, you know, I think you're asking more of a financial question perhaps?
It's more a general question of how you see yourself now when you finish your career. Is it exactly where you wanted to be, where you thought you would be at the start of your career?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the start of the career, I mean, you asked me why, if I loved the game. I think there was a perception early in my career that because I had all these interests that, you know, Will who, you know, where's he come from? He didn't play any state level football, and I went pick 20, and all the articles were, you know, he's about 5'9", 6'7", he plays down back in the midfield and a bit like forward. Like, they had no idea. And I think a lot of that stuck with me early. I said a couple of things in interviews saying, you know, if I didn't get drafted, I would have gone to Germany on an exchange. And they're like, oh, so you're German, are you? And that kind of stuck with me forever. And it's like, oh, so you speak 12 languages? And it got tiring trying to defend any of that. And so I didn't deny it. Prosper, all of a sudden, I play 12 instruments and speak 10 languages and study 5 degrees. And
yeah, you're very talented.
Very talented. Very,
very
talented.
Employable now. Yeah, yeah.
And in an environment where people are all too keen to shoot you down, here were people saying, you know, largely incorrect but still positive things. I just kind of let it go.
George Costanza type of activity.
Very George Costanza.
But you can't play for as long as I did and not love the game. Like, you know, we're all competitive beasts. You know, I grew up wanting to be a footballer from about, you know, from a young age, and then only really thought it was possible probably around year 10 or 11. And then when you get drafted, like every kid, it's like, well, I hope I'm here to hang around and maybe get a game. And then when you get a game, you hope you want to get another one. I never could have thought I'd play, nearly 200 games and especially All Australian in 2013 was an incredible achievement. It's something I'm really proud of. A heap of finals that I couldn't get across the line, those three prelims in 8, 9, 10 that we just didn't get there. Life could have been different had we won one of those premierships for a whole range of people during that period. I'm really proud of what I achieved and certainly you ask any kid that plays 10, 20, 5 games, you say, if that was all you played, would you be happy? You say, well, that'd be incredible.
We've talked this morning about the time management requirements to be an AFL player and the way that the system structured you. Got to be good with your time. And you mentioned before when you're talking about university, you love the structure of short-term goals. The project, the assignments had to be done, the semester had to be done, the term was fixed. You knew what was coming up against you. So with that being said, do you have a vision of what you might be suited to? You seem to like goals, short-term goals or things to deal with in the short term.
I like connecting people and negotiating and If you walk into a place and someone tells you that there's no room, I get a great enjoyment of trying to find room in that place. And whether it's, sorry, sir, bar's full, that's like red flag to a bull there. It's like, right, how many people can we get in and out? What's another way of doing it? And, through engineering, you're always trained with problem solving, things like that. I've got you have the grand ideas. I really want to run a travel aviation program. I recently learnt to fly, and I want to fly around the country in an aeroplane and showcase all the amazing places that are really only accessible by accessible by plane. There's 100 different four-wheel drive fishing and camping programs on a weekend, but I can't think of too many that are done out of a Cessna. So, what do I want to do? I'd love to go and do that. Is that going to pay for the bills like right now? Maybe not. And that's the challenge, to find something that will support a family, but also gives me the time to explore some different interests.
So 12 instruments, 10 languages, and now flying a plane. You're a very, very talented man, Will. You've had a great AFL career. We wish you the best of luck in your transition into normal life, as we call it here today. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great to be here.